This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Just when you think this Britney Spears divorce thing couldn't get worse, Sam Asghari is claiming that Britney used to attack him in his sleep. But before we get into that, I want to let you know about the statement that he put on his Instagram story yesterday to address this whole split, because no one's really spoken out until now. I mean, it's like brand new news.
Britney hasn't said anything, right?
No, she posted that photo of her on a horse and that's it. She was like, this is good. She's like, I'm getting divorced. Here's me on a horse.
On a horse and on a pole.
On a pole. Yeah. She's on a lot of
things.
She's
hopping, yeah, on a lot of things.
She's on everything except Sam.
Yeah, got it. Noted.
So on the Instagram story, Sam said, after 6 years of love and commitment to each other, my wife and I have decided to end our journey together. We will hold on to the love and respect we have for each other, and I wish her the best always. As happens, asking for privacy seems a little ridiculous, so I will just ask for everyone to be kind and thoughtful, which we will do our best to do as we continue to dive deep into the story. His rep also has come out and just addressed some of the rumors about Sam challenging the prenup as well, because there's been a lot of rumors going around kind of making it seem like, okay, well, and I'm guilty of this too, of thinking, oh, they got married 14 months ago and now they want a divorce.
Seems cash
like
grab.
Cash grab. And so the rep is saying there's many claims that Sam is challenging the prenup and threatening to exploit his ex-wife with videos. However, all these claims are false, as no negative intention has ever been directed towards her and never will be. And things are getting worse, because now he's claiming that Britney Spears attacked him while he slept.
He's claiming this? He is claiming.
So a TMZ report was published yesterday and claims that that Sam frequently complained about Britney getting physical with him in numerous incidents during their 7-year relationship. In one incident, he apparently attacked him while he was sleeping, leaving him with a black eye. The report also includes photographs that show him with bruises and other injuries that were allegedly caused by Britney. And something really weird that I didn't know about Britney, I don't know if this is like a part of the Britney Spears lore. Apparently, she's really into knives, and apparently a lot of their fights have included him feeling very concerned because she keeps knives all around the house, even in the bedroom, according to this report.
There are rumors of Britney not having a dark side, but having a dungeon where you play piano, in case kids are listening, if you catch what I'm saying, like, into that. But here's my deal. If this is true, then absolutely it needs to be addressed, because domestic violence is no joke. Even feeling threatened by knives. But I wish he had reported it when it had happened, because this is, and I know that's tough, because it is tough when you're in the house with your alleged abuser to do that. And we talk about that with women all the time, feeling dangerous. I think, and I'm not trying to doubt or discredit Sam's experience or his story, but
victim blame.
But it's also, I do want to lay out, and I think we do this for all victims, like, when you sit here and you say, please be kind, I'm not going to ask for privacy, that seems ridiculous. And then out of the other side of your mouth, it's like, by the way, I got attacked in my sleep. I got a black eye, you know, and I felt threatened by knives. And I'm just like, it's tough to wrap your head around, because that's not the image we know of Britney. But again, like, that could be, he needs to speak his truth. If that actually happened, then I want him to feel supported.
Okay, I want clarification. So did somebody tell TMZ that Sam told them this, or did Sam tell TMZ this? Because those are two different things. So they often say, like, you know, they'll spin it in a way that it's hearsay, that Sam had told somebody this, and now this, God, what do they call it? Source is now spreading what is allegedly happening behind closed doors.
Gotcha. The report that I'm reading from is just claiming a TMZ report. So let me go back and get some clarification. Mm. But
it'd be one thing if he released a statement like he did on his Insta story saying XYZ happened and this is why I'm bouncing. I feel like there's a lot of wiggle room when it's coming from a third party.
I've definitely like tried to wake Chad up, my husband up, while he was dead asleep, and I got elbowed in the face. And he was so sorry. But I'm saying, like, if she's thrashing out at night or something, maybe she's having night terrors and hits him. But I do find it interesting that he filed for the divorce, that she didn't. And I think that also speaks volumes, because isn't it usually the person who has the most issues in the relationship, like, who he wanted out? So he's the one, even after 14 months, after being in not the position of power, not the richest person in the relationship, if he filed for divorce, I think you got to know that it wasn't good.
Yeah, I mean, if the reports from this TMZ thing are 100% correct, or if there's even any truth, I mean, that's pretty terrifying.
It is very terrifying.
Just from like a domestic violence standpoint, like, he's economically supported by this woman. He's been with her for 7 years. There's a huge power dynamic because she's Britney Spears. She's a huge celebrity. So I think it's a little bit easier said than done to just be like, well, you should have reported it when it happened.
I don't know if it'll come out, but didn't you say there were photos of like him having a black eye or something like that?
Yeah, which, I mean, could have happened from anything. Maybe he got in a fight, but I mean, we're just going to have to follow this and see what more comes out. Lizzo's dancers are finally speaking out following her controversial lawsuit. We'll get into it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.